بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وفي الحديث أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعتكف في العشر الأواخر، أو كما قال. Because this is the last time I will be with you in the month of Ramadan, I will not be here after Asr. So I've mentioned the verse of the Quran and a hadith. But before explaining the verse of the Quran and the hadith, which are both connected, I want to mention that, mashallah, many of us, we have taken out time to understand the Quran, the hadith in the month of Ramadan. Some people start after Fajr, some people after Fajr, after Asr. Some people may also have started after Taraweeh. So our deen is all about adherence to Quran and Sunnah. And until we don't listen to the Quran and Sunnah regularly, we cannot adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah. So what we have done in the month of Ramadan is very blessed. But let us keep it continuous outside the month of Ramadan. Maybe not every day, but take out 5 minutes a week. Many programs happen in the masjid. So sometimes the program is 10 minutes, 20 minutes. So you take out 5 minutes, you take out 10 minutes according to your capability. We're doing it every day in the month of Ramadan. You do it every weekend outside of the month of Ramadan. But keep it continuous. So that is the first point. Now in the verse I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that definitely we revealed it. We revealed the glorious Quran in the night of Qadr, in the night of value. And the hadith mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would do i'tikaf in the final 10 days, the final 10 days of Ramadan. Now, Laylatul Qadr, which we hear about every Ramadan, which literally means night of value. Qadr means value. Why is it called Laylatul Qadr, night of value? Because number one, it's very, very valuable. It's extremely valuable. Number two, if you do ibadah in it, that ibadah is extremely valuable. And number three, if you do spend it with ibadah, then in turn you become extremely valuable. So, if you think about it, it's Allah, because 20 days of Ramadan have passed or have nearly finished. And maybe majority of us, when we look at our 20 days, we will think that, you know, it didn't go as well as it should have. Maybe I slipped up somewhere. Maybe I disobeyed Allah Ta'ala somewhere. Maybe sometimes it happens at the beginning of Ramadan, there is a lot of zeal and then it falls back down. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala brings Laylatul Qadr in the final 10 days to tell us that whatever has happened in the past 20 days of Ramadan is done, but you still have a chance to become valuable. You make the most of these 10 nights in which somewhere is Laylatul Qadr, then you will catch Laylatul Qadr. And as a result, you will become valuable. And so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look at his zeal to make Laylatul Qadr valuable. We have mentioned previously that to make any good opportunity valuable, whether it is Laylatul Qadr, whether it is the 15th of Sha'ban, whether it is something else, you need to, number one, make sure you don't do anything wrong. And you need to spend as much time of it in good as possible. These are the two general rules to make anything valuable, to make your life valuable. So look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's zeal to make Laylatul Qadr valuable, that he found that ibadah, and he chose that ibadah which has these two aspects at its peak, which is i'tikaf. Because in i'tikaf, number one, a person secludes himself in the masjid. There is no other ibadah where the opportunities to disobey Allah Ta'ala decrease so much. So what opportunities do you... Number one, you're in the masjid, and number two, you're secluded. Number one. And number two, you will struggle to find the ibadah where continuously, every second, you can utilize Laylatul Qadr. Even if you decide, you know, for the 10 nights, from after, without, I won't sleep, and from after Maghrib until Fajr, I will busy myself in Salah or Tilawah or Dua. You won't be able to do it entirely. You'll have to have a break. You'll have to go to Tawah. You'll have to do this. You'll have to do that. But when a person is in i'tikaf, continuously the count of reward is ticking. So this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's zeal. And in fact, the hadith mentioned that the first year when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of Laylatul Qadr. So the first year Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Ramadan came, he was informed that Laylatul Qadr is somewhere in Ramadan. He wasn't told it's in the last 10 nights. He was just told there is Laylatul Qadr and it's one of the nights of Ramadan. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his zeal From day one, he started in Atika. From day one. So that, you know, maybe I'll catch Laylatul Qadr. 10 nights finished. After 10 nights finished, the first 10 nights, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, Laylatul Qadr hasn't turned up yet. So he told the Sahaba, he sat in Atika for another 10 nights, that maybe Laylatul Qadr will turn up in the middle. 20 nights are finished. Now if you imagine, if you were in Atika for 20 nights and everything, tired now, I need to go home. I've done what I've done. 20 nights finished. After 20 nights finished, this is the first year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, that actually, you haven't caught it yet, because Laylatul Qadr, it comes in the last 10 nights. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and he said, I've just been informed this in the last 10 nights. So I'm going to carry on. So whoever is doing itikaf with me, you carry on as well. So this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's zeal. So let us also approach the last 10 nights with this zeal, that it's my chance to make myself valuable, to make my Ramadan valuable. And with that, I will also mention that let us try to spend as much time in itikaf as possible. If we can do sunnah itikaf, alhamdulillah. It's the best way. But if you can't do sunnah itikaf, always do nafil itikaf. Take out 2 days. Maybe you can only take out the weekend. Take out the weekend. Maybe you can take out 3 days. You can start from the night of Jum'ah. Take out 3 days. Maybe before 2 days before the day of Eid, you take a holiday for the day of Eid, so you can take up a couple of extra days for the... Then do that much as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself, and thereafter all of us the topic to value the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Ameen.